Talking today with Dr. Daryl Peel, of course, Oklahoma State University, a livestock market economist. And Daryl, these spring markets continue to be pretty remarkable, the wholesale box beef trade as well as the cash.
That's exactly right. You know, the run we had in January was unexpected. We had this big roller coaster, came back down, and now we're doing it again. And I think it's just really a testament to, obviously, the underlying fundamentals are the very tight supplies and how vulnerable we are in this situation. We've continued to have bad weather that's affected both supply and demand. And so, you know, here we are on another run that we didn't really expect. We've taken box beef now up above those January highs to new record levels. We've taken fed cattle prices recently up above the January highs to new record levels. So the roller coaster continues.
You mentioned weather. Let's maybe talk first of all on the cattle side of things regarding bad weather. How's that impacted us from what you can tell?
Well, you know, you have to believe with the cold weather we've had in much of the middle of the country that, you know, cattle performance in the feedlots is off. So, these cattle are not getting ready as fast. The market, obviously, at these prices is trying to pull cattle ahead, trying to meet a shortage of supplies. We've gone through probably the tightest, weekly supply availability here. And the weather just has compounded that problem of trying to meet those demands in the short run at this point in time in the year.
With the way the weather's acted this year, we've had a lot of consumers, not doing things they would normally do in early spring, and that's try to get out and do some grilling. That really, I guess, maybe is even good news because that's still ahead of us.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, obviously, we've had a lot of concern about demand. We have a careful eye on it. And you know, the best way I know to describe beef demand is so far so good at this point. We've gone through the winter. We've gone through these challenges where we have had a lot of disruptions, things that oftentimes are negative on the consumer demand. And if they're being negative, we're sure not able to see it at this point in time. And certainly the seasonal, increase of grilling in season and so on is still yet ahead of us.
When it comes to where we are right now regarding these wholesale and retail prices, it seems like that we've hung in a lot better than maybe what we expected.
I think so. And, you know, one of the things that we sort of noticed in January was in the middle of the winter, if you do get behind, you get in a short supply situation. Again, the weather impacts make it very difficult to get ahead of that. You're just so vulnerable to more disruptions, which we've had. The dead of winter, if you will, is not a good time for optimal animal performance. And so I think what's happened here is we've gotten behind and just stayed behind, and we're still struggling to catch up. And the thing about it is at this, at this point in time with the kind of markets we have, and the underlying situation that's fueling that, this could carry us for several more weeks as we go forward. We know supplies are going to increase seasonally here a little bit, but this may carry us a long ways with substantially stronger markets than we earlier anticipated.
Going back to feeder cattle markets, feeder and stockers, they seem to be, kind of following along and being pulled up by these higher wholesale and cash cattle prices.
That's exactly right. You know, the feeder cattle actually got strong last fall, and the early part of this run kind of justified those feeder cattle levels. Recently, the heavyweight feeder cattle have been more stable. We've got those cattle fully priced into the market in terms of at least where we were with box beef or fed cattle prices and the cheaper corn prices this year. The lightweight calves are still moving strong. They're tending to move higher. It's an underlying function of the shortage of calves. We're rapidly moving into summer demand for grazing cattle. We've also got very strong replacement heifer demand, and a lot of these heifers that are going through weekly feeder auctions are actually being bought and held as potential replacement heifers.
Now, the concern there is weather. We're topsoil moisture's dry. We got to have some moisture to be able to have enough spring pasture to be able to carry through on these intentions, right?
That's exactly right. And Oklahoma was one of a handful of states that really demonstrated in terms of the January 1 numbers that we have herd expansion plans in place. We had some increase in our cow numbers last year, but more importantly, we had a lot of replacement heifers on hand as of January 1. So really, it's all back to the weather, as it has been for the last 3 years at this time of the year. The next 60 days or so will be really critical in terms of our ability to sustain and follow through with these expansion plans. The forage base is very vulnerable. The first half of the year is the most critical part of that. And so if we have trouble in the first half of the year, even if we get some rains later, which they're sort of talking about now, that'll help and it'll kind of minimize the loss, but you really won't make up for losing the first half of the year.
Okay. One question. Yeah. Strategy for these guys right now. What you know, cow calf guys as well as stocker guys, I guess as much as anything, they got to kind of figure first of all what they've got as far as forage resources, right?
You know, that's exactly right. And in fact, I think producers right now need to have a wide-ranging strategy that ranges from defense to offense, if you will. The defensive side of it, of course, is if we don't get moisture, the forage is going to run out. We've chewed through, even though we had more hay this last winter, we've chewed through a lot of it with cold weather. Water supplies are still vulnerable in many cases. Our ponds are not full. A couple of weeks of warm winds that we have normally in the spring will do a lot to that. So we got to be prepared on the one hand to make decisions on the defensive side of what are we going to do if we run out of resources. The other side of it is, there's an opportunity here to be kind of aggressive in the sense that if you're wanting to be in herd expansion mode, you probably want to do it sooner rather than later. And the one thing I can say about that, it's risky. It does involve a lot of financial risk in investing in these, whether it's heifers or cows or whatever. The bottom side of it is unless we have a really widespread drought, even a regional drought in Oklahoma, there'll still be a good, strong market for those female animals. So if you take a chance and get them early to try to get ahead of that market a little bit, and then do have to go back on defense and unload those animals, I think you'll probably be able to do it without a huge amount of loss.